Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @RightStream and hashtag #RightStream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
To Just Believe Radio. You are listening to the Right Stream Network, and I am your host, Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician. I'm board certified as a holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, and author of the book, Just Believe. And obviously, I'm a radio show host, and I also do the marketing for the Right Stream Network. I would like to invite you all to visit not only my website at lisatarvis.com, LISATARVES.com, but also rightstreamradio.com, and that's right like you're writing, WRITESTREAM radio.com. It talks about all of our radio shows, all of our hosts, and gives you great information. Also, like our page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can do that using RightStream or using hashtag RightStream. Daria Ann, our beautiful founder of the network, is in the screening room, and she has been screening your calls. So if you are holding, you've already talked to our founder, and you'll find out more about her there as well. Plus, you can check her out on our Facebook, on her Facebook page, which is, she wrote a beautiful book that I loved, and I'm not being biased. I actually really did love it without being, you know, it's a great book about love and about timeless love, really, I think. And you can find her on Facebook at facebook.com/Daria, D-A-R-I-A-A-N-N-E, Daria Ann, author. So you can find her at facebook.com, Daria Ann, author, and you can like her page there and learn more about everything she's doing, which is a lot. She's a social media expert. She does ghostwriting for people that have a story to tell and just don't know how to do it. And she's also the author of a beautiful book that I think you will all love, which is called Water Signs, A Story of Love and Renewal. So I want to put that out there. It's actually available on Kindle right now for $2.99, which is pretty good price, and it's great for a beach reading if you're looking for something to read on the beach. In fact, it's really good for that because it's about the Jersey Shore and something that went on in South Jersey the main character in the book. So I think everyone would enjoy that book. Also, my book, it's not like a boring book. I mean, it's fun too. And you can find that on Amazon.com. And it's called Just Believe, same as the radio show is called. Every week, Just Believe Radio is on at 7 p.m. And we have experts in the field of spirituality, including holistic health, metaphysics, and the paranormal. If you are an expert or know of an expert in one of those fields and would like to be a guest on the show, email me and I'll take a look at whatever you've got to send me and see if you'd be a good fit for Just Believe Radio. You can email me. My email address is lisa@lisatarvis.com, same as my website address, lisa@lisatarvis.com. That's T-A-R-V-E-S. If you want to call in tonight, we have an awesome guest on tonight, and if you, everybody's going to want to be part of this because not only does she do normal psychic readings, the things that most of our guests do, but she also does past life readings, which if you have any kind of anxieties that you don't understand, if you have any kind of weird phobias that you're not really sure why you have, past life readings can really open your mind, open up your soul, really, to understanding why you have these issues, why you may. I've had past life regressions done, and wow, I mean, it was just amazing. And obviously tonight, you've got a really short amount of time to be on with her, and we can't spend a lot of time on any one person because we have so many people already in the already holding to get on to talk with her tonight. But if you have anything you want to talk to her about offline, past life reading or any other kind of reading, and her bio will explain a lot of what she does, as well as she'll be able to explain that as well. But her name is Susan Blair Hunt, and you can find her on Kajama.com. It's KAJAMA.com. It's like pajama, only with a K instead of a P, and that's all I have to remember how to pronounce it, because I keep seeing it and I keep pronouncing it wrong. But her name is Susan Blair Hunt, and she is, I'm going to read her bio and bring her on the air in just a second, but I want you all to have a chance to visit Kajama.com and learn more about her while we're on there. If you're in the chat room, when the chat room is open, please feel free to go in and check it out. Luckily, Daria is, I opened it out, but Daria's in there giving everybody, giving links to all the different shows, all the different links that I'm talking about as I'm talking. So you can find out anything by clicking on any of those links. But if you're listening and you don't want to call in, that's okay. Come into the chat room. You can chat. You can get our links. You can see everything going on, and we have a lot of people holding. And if you hold, by the way, if for some reason you call in and you don't get on till the end of the show, or you don't get on this today at all, listen to the end of the show, because at the end of the show, I can give you a little hint how to get on the show easier next time and be in the first few callers. So Don't hang up. Keep listening, whether you get on or not, and I'll give you a little bit of insider information if you've never listened to our show before about how to get on next week. So anyway, all right, our guest today is Susan Blair Hunt, and I'm going to read her bio. Her bio reads, as a metaphysical consultant for over 25 years, Susan Blair Hunt is internationally known for her astrological and psychic readings, channeling, metaphysical advice columns and articles, published books, and radio appearances. Professionally, Susan has been named one of the top psychic astrologers on the internet by her peers. She holds a doctorate in metaphysics certification by the American Association of Professional Psychics, as well as the American Tarot Association. You can read her daily horoscope and read Astrological Outlook. I'm very sure that's specific for each person. At Kajama.com. Again, that's KAJAMA.com, a metaphysical journal where she has been a featured columnist for the last 15 years. Susan Blair Hunt has also been a guest speaker for the Greatest You Summit and Unbounded Potential Teleseminars, co-host of Insights Radio, show for Intuitive Moon Media and Contact Talk Radio, as well as a frequent guest on Attune Magazine Radio's Empowerment Show and Tarot Today Radio. Wow, that's hard to say for some reason. Anyway, Tarot Today Radio is hosted by the Tarot Guild of America. Susan's books include Tarot Prediction and Divination, A Complete Guide to Learning the Tarot, and Spells and Rituals for Empowered Living, period. Okay, so that's two, I believe, different books. Her workshop, HELP, Help, Heart Energy Loving Partnerships, helps people who are in search of true love to transform their energy and attract an enduring and love-centered relationships. As a, as a, as its proud new owner, Susan will take us on a guided tour of the many offerings available on Kanjama.com, including her daily horoscopes, spells and rituals for empowerment living, gifted psychics, daily inspirational messages, weekly journal and spiritual articles, and much more. So I want to welcome Susan Blair Hunt. Susan, thank you so much for being on Just Believe this week. I'm really excited to have you on. I've been looking forward to this show, seriously, since the second I read your information when I got it. I was like, okay, I got to have her on. And I, once I got you finally booked, I felt like I was like, I just won the lottery. So thank you so much for being on.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah, it's been a couple months since we connected.
Yeah,
I have.
Oh, you're hearing a little bit of an echo?
Yeah, I don't know.
Daria, can you let me know if you're hearing an echo as well? I know we weren't earlier, but I can adjust my volume sometimes. Were you hearing it beforehand or just when I clicked on you?
No, just now.
Okay, all right. So it could be something between. Are you using Skype or a landline?
Skype.
Okay, yeah. So we're both using Skype, which could create all kinds of problems. as much as I love Skype, you get some issues sometimes with Skype. So hopefully that'll go away. If not, we can always have you call back in and see if that helps.
I'm so happy to be here.
I really appreciate your being on the show, and I think people are very interested in past lives because for me, learning about my past lives made a huge difference in understanding my current life. I really don't think people understand how they connect and how your anxieties and the things you worry about, you know, and some things that seem so irrational. You know, why you worry about them and in this life, and then you have a past life reading done, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, that makes sense. And you know what that does? That gives you the ability to let it go. I really do believe
exactly.
Yeah, once you have an understanding of where it comes from, you have the ability to let go of it and not spend so much time dealing with it.
And also, besides anxiety or unfounded fears, it can also explain, you know, one of the common dilemmas in our society today is not being able to find true love. We're doing this serial monogamy. We're going out there and trying to connect with somebody. And some people, they meet their soulmate right away. You know, I have two sisters, they, boom, at 19, they met their guys. They've been together forever, happy ever after. You know, I went for 25 years trying to find the man I was supposed to be with. And in reality, I had a lot of past life karma to clear up before I could get there. And so I think it's really helpful once you realize, usually hindsight, past life study is helpful, is more, helps you become more aware. But once you realize that you had certain karma or destiny or time that you needed to spend with a certain person, but it wasn't your soulmate, you can let go of that more easily when it ends or doesn't work out. You know, perhaps you were supposed to have children with one person karmically, but then your love of your life was someone else down the road.
I think that's so true, and I think so many times timing is an issue. And let me know whether or not you believe this as well. I kind of feel like karma definitely affects our future, our current life, and possibly our future life, but. Do you think timing has anything to do with it? Do you think sometimes you meet your soulmate? I think we have lots of soulmates, so I'm not really big on the soulmate term. But do you think that we sometimes just meet the right person at the wrong time because of our current life situation or choices we've made?
Well, you know, I absolutely believe that it has to do with timing. One thing that's very important is sometimes we have certain lessons that we need to learn, and until we learn them, we don't, you know, we're kind of practicing on other relationships. We, you know, if you're cutting out a dress for the prom, you don't want to start right away with the silk. You want to practice on, you know, a sheet or something. I didn't want to make the mistakes I made in my past relationships with my husband. But I'll tell you, I could not have met my husband earlier, because one thing we forget about is our partner has a destiny too, and they have to fulfill. And so the timing of when the two paths intersect is very specific. You know, my husband's from out of the country, so I couldn't meet him until he moved to my vicinity, and that's just the way it was. But I'm so glad that I didn't settle or stop or just give up in my quest for inner wholeness of my own to bring this into being, because it, you know, I'd do it all again. I'd be single for 25 years again to end up in the place I'm in now.
Right.
So what we sometimes forget is they have to fulfill and complete their karma as well before the two people can come together. So that's absolutely timing, you know, universal timing. And
I think that's
nobody.
I think we all rush, and we're all trying to, you know, we all think we're a certain age. Oh my gosh, we have to be married. Oh my gosh, we have to be, you know, we have to be having babies because all of our friends are doing it or whatever. And I think it's, everyone is so different, and we have to think of our souls as being individual with its own, our souls have their own lessons and their own timing attached to them. And, well, not attached to them, I think within them. And we have to honor that and kind of accept that we don't, just because we're not average, and I'm using air quotes, not that anybody can see that, but just because we're not average, what we consider average doesn't make us not right on track with where we're supposed to be.
Right, and average is really overrated. Who wants to be average?
Totally.
We all want to be special.
Totally agree with that. I mean, that is so true. The second I saw myself as average was the day I really started stepping things up. And it was like, you know what, I'm being average because I'm trying to fit in. I'm not normal. There's nothing normal, again, air quotes, about me. And I'm cool with that. That's awesome. And that's who I want to be. And the fact that I was squashing myself and trying to fit myself in this box that society says you're supposed to be in, I recognized and decided I wanted to live outside that box. So that's what
Absolutely.
I did. I think that's what people that do what we do do. I think I used do too many times, but you know what I'm saying. I don't want to waste a lot of time with so many people holding to talk to you. And I know you do all sorts of different kinds of readings. So let's just get to it. Everybody, Susan can do, you know, your average psychic reading. She can do the past life thing. To me is a big deal because I think our past lives influence so much. But let's get Nancy from Texas on the line and see what she has to ask us first. She's been holding for half an hour already, and a lot of it's because I'm a blabbermouth. Right, Nancy? Don't answer that. Don't answer that, Nancy.
No. It's been interesting.
We're going back to timing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Listening to you.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Well, my question keeps changing as you tell me what you do. And
the more you get messed up, the more I talk.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, what questions should I ask? I've never done the life regression thing before, but now that you bring it up, I get really anxious when I'm in, like, lake water or I'm in the dark. And does that have something to do with something that went on in my past life?
It does. And could you give me your birthday real quick? I don't need the year, just the month and the day.
12/7.
Okay. Yeah. How do you feel about the Titanic?
I don't want to be on a boat. I don't like boats.
Right. I pick up you were either on the Titanic or you had a loved one who was on the Titanic. But there is it's not just the water. A lot of people have a fear of drowning, but the dark. When you mentioned the dark, and when you mentioned being a Sagittarius, that both of those gave me immediate images of a ship that was sinking at night in the cold, in the dark. So what that brings into this lifetime is a sense of powerlessness and fear whenever you're in a similar situation, and it brings back that past life memory. And I don't think you even died in this situation. I think it was just an experience that was so traumatic that it kind of got imprinted in your soul, and so you've carried it past lives. Now, there's not really, I mean, if you decide you want to take up, you know, boating or being a, you know, captain on a ship or fishing or something, if you want to do that sort of activity, you can. But I think karmically, you've kind of adjusted to it. So it's not something you need, it's not a pattern you need to break. The awareness is if you find yourself in that situation, for example, I have a friend, and I've told her, because every time she gets in a boat, on a river, in a lake, whatever, some crisis happens, they get sucked into a spinning eddy thing, or she falls out, and I told her, you're not allowed to go in the water without a life jacket and other people with you, period. No, there's no single kayaking, nothing. So it happened over and over. So the same with you. What you want to do is, if you find yourself in that situation or feeling that anxiety, and I think you feel it even if you think about doing that, not even if you're in that situation, is to give yourself permission to not have to go into that situation, because that fear is just the thing about it is the awareness. You know, when I first had my first past life regression, I had this thing about my neck. I didn't want anything around my neck. And the woman I was working with was like, oh, well, that's because you were hung in a past life. And I said, what? Because I, as far as I knew, the only people that got hung were cattle wrestlers. I said, did I steal cattle? What was I, cowboy? She said, no, they were hanging witches in Europe. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I have to raise my hand there because I brought that all in with me on this lifetime. So I can't change any of that, and I don't plan to get anywhere near a hanging scaffold. But the awareness helped me to connect with the fact that I had an experience in a past life that's really shaped who I am today. And so that's really the importance of knowing that.
Okay. I think, and also, it lets you let go of it. It lets you understand there's a reason for it, so you don't think you're a freak or you don't think there's something wrong with you. It makes you understand what your fear is and possibly allows you to, okay, in this situation, literally, dip your toe in the water. You know what I mean? You can be a little afraid of water, and there are a lot of people with that phobia. And, I mean, let's be honest. 2,200 people were on the Titanic. I think 1,500 of them died, somewhere in that. I'm not sure my numbers are accurate. But a lot of people feel like they were on the Titanic because of that. However, there have been a lot of ships that have sunk over the hundred years. And so it doesn't just have to be the Titanic, which in your case it is, Nancy, but for other people, it can be, your fear of water can come from a lot of different things. And I think that acknowledging that it's from a past life just kind of helps you accept it and maybe feel like, okay, I'm not on a big ship here. This isn't, you know, the 1600s or something. You know, I'm going to be okay. And so you can feel a little brave, but I think starting out slow is great advice for that.
Yeah, no cruise ships for you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That's something I never wanted to do. It like, no way, no way. But just getting out on a lake is, you know, just one thing at a time. Well, this
exactly
this explains a lot. Yeah.
Say that. I'm sorry.
Right.
Say that again.
I was just going to say thanks for calling in.
This explains a lot. So I appreciate your help.
I'm glad it helped, Nancy. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Right. Bye-bye. moving right along, I'm going to go to Kimberly in Georgia. And Kimberly, welcome to Just Believe Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Excellent. Thank you for asking. Do you have a question for Susan tonight?
Yes. My question is, I want to know what I'm supposed to be doing spiritually, my spiritual path, that purpose that I'm here for.
Okay, and can I get your birthday, Kimberly?
Yeah, it is 11/5/70.
Okay, great. Now, my first impression is that there's a lot of people that you should be helping. And are you like the person in the family everybody comes to for advice?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, they should do it more often because you give great advice. You give great advice. I think spiritually, we separate spiritual from like what kind of work we're supposed to be doing or what our job should be or if we should be married or have family and all that. But spiritually, I really see you're on a path to you have so much psychic awareness as a Scorpio that you really are on a path to becoming an important advisor. You have a lot of wisdom actually from past lives that this comes in for you where you can share. So you could be writing spiritual literature. You could be doing psychic readings. You have a real gift for helping people move past fear to get to their destiny. But what the issue is right now is you have to do it first yourself. You have some things going on in your life that you're afraid to approach and take care of or change. You know, there's some kind of, sometimes there's comfort in what's familiar to you, but there's also a price to pay if you stay stuck in a job or a relationship or a location that you're not supposed to be in. And it's my experience, and I'm, you know, many years older than you, that I had to live those, live through those, make those changes myself and experience it personally before I could share it with other people. For example, you know, I'm really have a gift for helping people with relationships because I spent 25 years single and trying to find a relationship. So I have the experience of what, you know, the frustrations that come with that, the lessons that come with that. And do you have two children?
I actually have a 16-year-old son.
Oh, okay. And were you pregnant at one time and had a miscarriage, a daughter? Or maybe you might not know.
No, I had an abortion.
Okay. That spirit is still around you, guiding you. And it's female, and it actually is going to, she's going to return when your son has his first child. So she will be back in your life. Those spirits, they're very persistent, and they'll find a way to come back because she wants to be a part of your life and was in past lives. So, but the timing wasn't right. Everything that happened is right on the money. But in the process of, you know, building your family, having your son, even prior to that, the decisions that you made, those are all karmically ordained, and the timing is just right. So don't feel like you missed out on anything because she'll be coming back. And, in fact, you know how it is these days. As soon as your kids have kids, guess where they spend their days? With grandma. But I think right now your main purpose is to become more whole in yourself because there are just some areas where you're limiting yourself or you're afraid to move, especially creatively, psychically, spiritually, and creatively. So finding a way to combine the three will really move you into the next phase. And come September 1st, so you still got about 5 weeks or so, that's when doors are really going to open up to you. You're going to see things shift suddenly. So if there's anything you need to get done before then or you want to goof off for a couple of weeks, do it now because you're going to be really busy come September 1st. Yeah, Labor Day will have a whole different meaning for you, Kimberly.
Ruh-roh.
Wow.
It's all good, but man, it's all busy. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Good. It really. Yeah. You said everything correctly, because I'm psychically and creatively, I've just been resting on my laurels, not wanting to do anything.
Yeah, stagnant, but that's going to change. And sometimes we think we need to do something. In your case, it's just timing again, like Lisa was saying. There's going to be a shift, and then, in fact, Mars, which is the planet of movement and action, is going to move into your sign, Scorpio, on the 24th of this month. So, like I said, if you have any goofing off you want to do, you better do it now.
And you know what? My opinion is, Kimberly, too, and I think this is right where Susan's at, too, is that you sometimes need that downtime, that laziness, that kind of hiding under the covers time to prepare you.
Absolutely.
For the stuff coming in the future. So, you know, I beat myself up when I feel like totally lazy and I'm just laying around watching Netflix all day and I'm like, I'm not doing anything worth anything. And my kids are like finding me hiding under the covers, literally, with my laptop on watching Netflix. And I'm being very literal here. You could ask any of them and they would tell you. I feel guilty. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just preparing myself. I know. First of all, it's recovery from the past and getting ready for the future. I really think that they do link. So, you know, don't beat yourself up, but I would take Susan's advice and rest up the next month. Because it sounds like,
Like
you've got some...
And another thing, yeah, and I'll just interject here. If you go to Kajama, K-A-J-A-M-A, I write a daily horoscope for all the signs. And it will say, because there are just days when you get up and you can't move and it's astrological. And if you know that ahead of time, because I think of my horoscopes like a traffic report or a weather report, they're somewhat general, but they can really give you, you know, if you're not feeling like doing something and you get permission to not do anything, you don't feel so guilty. And if there's something you're supposed to be doing, it'll talk about that too. So those are free every day on Kajama, and we have a weekly affirmation for each sign and what color you should be wearing, what your spirit guide is for the week. So definitely check those out. You can also have them delivered to your email if you subscribe, and so you don't miss a day. But that, I think astrology has a hand in what days we can move and what days we can't move. And so that just gives you a little more insight into, you know, if it's going to be astrologically snowing 4 inches, you're not going to be out driving in it if you can avoid it. So yeah. I recommend everybody check that out. And it's a good way to keep track of what days you can hide under the covers with Netflix. Right, Lisa?
That's right. That's right. There's nothing wrong with those days, by the way. I just have too many of them lately, but I'm sure there's a really good reason. So I'm just waiting for whatever awesomeness is coming my way that I'm going to need all my energy for, that I'm resting. I'm in resting mode right now.
Yeah.
Resting. Yes.
You're astrologically correct.
Astrologically, I'm waiting because astrologically something awesome is coming. So anyway, that's all the astrological comments I have. Thanks for calling in, Kimberly. Really appreciate it. Have a great day, and let us know how September goes for you.
Okay. Sure will. Thank you.
All right,
thank
you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, so we're going to keep moving on here and move on to Althena from Arizona. Hey, Althena, thanks for holding for so long. I know you're all holding forever, and I appreciate it. Do you have a question for Susan tonight?
Yes, I'm wondering about love and relationships. I'm wondering when the person with the first initial D is going to reconnect with me.
Okay, and when's your birthday, Althena?
December 8, 1987.
Okay, and do you know that the D person's birthday?
June 21st, 1984.
Ah, okay. And how long since you've heard from this person?
I would say the day after his birthday was the last time I've had contact with him.
Okay. Well, sit tight. I think it's really important that he come to you because there's an I see in this connection a real imbalance. Were you guys dating for a while?
Yes.
Okay. But you're broke up now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or you're not sure. that there was an imbalance because you were giving way too much in this connection and he was not. So that right away, and even right now, you're thinking, you're waiting, you're wondering, when is he going to come back, you know, or hoping that he comes back, that kind of a thing. And you're putting so much energy into it that it's not going to, you're blocking it, actually. It's kind of like watching, you know, watching a pot, waiting for it to boil, however you say that.
Oh, no, actually was not doing that.
Okay, all right. But you're asking when you're going to hear from him again?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you doing in the meantime?
Like,
are you dating other people? Like, when you say you're not thinking about
it. I don't want to discuss that.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. I'm going to recommend, and anybody who's listening that's having experiences with relationships that are difficult or out of balance, or you don't know where you stand with somebody, or you're trying to reconnect with them, there's an amazing book out there. You can download it off Amazon for your Kindle, or you can buy the book. But it's called All the Rules, ALLTHERULES, and the author, there's two authors, but just Google Ellen Fine, Ellen Fein. It's called All the Rules, How to Capture the Heart of Mr. Right. And this book is really interesting because it sounds really old-fashioned. It gives you actual rules to follow, actual things to do to bring a relationship back or to attract in more healthier relationships and to stop giving away so much of your energy so that things go sideways. So this book, I had a client who sent it to me. It really changed my perception of how men and women operate. It's very specific. So I recommend for you, Althina, and anybody else out there who's listening and wants to find out really the gears and cogs of a relationship, how men really think and how women really think and how we can set ourselves up to fail in a relationship when we really have the power to create any relationship we want, I recommend that book. Because
okay.
In answer to your question, I don't see you hearing from him anytime in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in, Althina. And
I do have something to say. Like, I'm wondering, are you psychic or what are you? Like, an astrologer or what is it that you do exactly?
Right. Psychic, astrologer, metaphysicist.
I've really been having problems with people on Blog Talk that state they're psychic, and when you ask them a question and they don't, like, they can't provide you an answer, they kind of do that whole duck thing, like they're, oh, well, you're blocking energy and this and that. And in your case, you just kind of gave me self-help stuff, like you're telling me to read a book to see
my
question was simple.
I'm gonna interject.
And you're not gonna hear from him.
I'm gonna interject there, Althina, because a couple of things that I noticed was that you, first of all, were not willing to share everything that, you know, you weren't, you were trying to purposely block some information. And I think that when you're doing that, that completely limits the person's ability, the psychic's ability to give us, to give a clear reading. I felt, and Susan, I don't know if you'll agree or not, that she was totally looking for the answer that she wanted to hear. And that's not how real readings go. If you want somebody to blow smoke up your hiney, then you need to go and you need to talk to somebody on the boardwalk that says that they are psychic. If you want the real information, if you want to know what's really going on, if you want a true reading, you listen to my show and I will give you the best psychics in the world, their information, and bring them on the show to give you, by the way, a free reading that you're not paying anything for while you're here. And they will give you the information, the real information. If you just want smoke blown up your butt and you want to hear what you want to hear, then you're listening to the wrong show. And please don't waste your time. And certainly don't waste our time by calling in and asking a question that if you don't want the real answer to, you're not going to be happy with, and you're going to say something like that. So, just wanted to make that clear. I don't really appreciate calls like that where you're just, you know, go to your friends if you want smoke blown up your butt, okay? Go to your friends. They'll blow smoke up your butt all day long. If you want a true psychic answer, listen to my show. Call into my show, and I'll give you that. All right? Okay. Susan, anything else you wanted to add to that?
No, I just I was just giving her information that can change her future experience with guys. So that's up to you,
yeah.
Asking if you want to.
And so much of your future is about what you will and will not do to make the changes you need to make. If you are so stubborn that you're not willing to make any changes at all to your your life, your current life, your thinking, your thought process, if you're not willing to make those changes, then you need to not call a psychic. You need to just live in your little bubble world and be happy there. You have to be willing to make changes. You have to be willing to get outside of your comfort zone a little bit so that you are able to see another side of things. The way you're thinking right now may be the reason why you're stuck where you're stuck. You know what I mean? The reason that you're not in a happy relationship or not having things work. Maybe you just need to be willing to think outside of what you're doing right now. And isn't that why you call for a psychic reading? I mean, I don't understand people like that. But we're going to move on, Susan, to somebody hopefully more positive. And we're going to go to Evelyn in Arizona. Evelyn, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Evelyn.
Sorry about my raving, but that kind of stuff just drives me a little crazy. So, anyway, did you have a question for Susan?
Yes, I was kind of more or less going along the lines of employment or transferring. Let's go for career employment and see what you pick up on that.
Okay. And when's your birthday?
9/26.
Okay. Now, have you just recently applied for or had interviews for a different job?
Okay, well, I had an interview
for
a different job about a month ago, and I just kind of, my real job, I would say, right now, I moved location, so I kind of got a relocated position that's closer to home. I'm not sure if it's going to only be 2 or 3 days a week or if it's going to go into more full movement. Or that's kind of complicated. Or am I going to get a brand new full-time job and maybe work this job part-time? It's like, you know, more for the financial end of it, but to make that all blend together.
Sure. Well, you're actually being given a real amazing opportunity with this part-time job. A part-time job and then a job, a business you're starting on your own. That's your own business, which you can work as many hours as you want to. That will bring in the stability, but it's also going to break, you know, you've been in a real pattern of security being the most important thing, financial security. And now you're moving into a cycle where, A, you want to be closer to home, B, and the work you do that you've done professionally, which you're good at, but it's kind of draining. It kind of drains all your energy. So
right.
This part-time situation, it's going to give you some freedom. You know, there's a book in you, girl. Do you love writing?
Writing. I make notes and jot down notes, and I think of things. But I don't necessarily write, but I don't know. Maybe, mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes
I can tell a story
if I wanted to.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you have some great stories from what I see here. But the thing is, you'll have the part-time job, which is what you're skilled at doing, but the other job or the business or the secondary thing that you're doing is more creative. It's less cerebral, whatever you call it. You know, it's less in your head and more from the heart. So don't worry about that, and it's going to come to you naturally. I've got 3 clients right now who've been applying for jobs for the last 9 months, trying to get out of their current work situation, and last week all 3 of them got job offers, and then they turned around and got phone calls for another job. So now they're trying to decide between 2 different jobs, and it's sort of like what you said. It's like, what will work for me financially but also personally? You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So watch for, as I was saying, around the 24th, which is just middle of next week. So this next week, watch for that secondary job or that secondary opportunity to come in. And then I don't think you're going to have to make any decision at all. I think you're going to be able to do both.
Right. Because this primary job that I wanted to move into would be like an 8-to-4 job. And the job I do now, I work nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be able to probably continue that, you know, just to, you know, get caught up on some bills and stuff like that. And, you know, be kind of maybe that job part-time, like just maybe 2 or 3 days a week. Just because full-time is exhausting. And, yes, you're like you were saying, mm-hmm. I'm burnt out. I just really don't want to do this job full-time for a lot of number of reasons.
Yeah.
But I really would like a change and something that I can do and enjoy doing and be in an environment where people are really nice, people are good, still make some good money, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So just be careful because you do have some workaholic tendencies, which is, you know, your natural that being born on the 26th, being born the last 10 days of a month, you get a mix of both signs. So you've got the Virgo and the Libra. You haven't been able to create the balance that you need to feel centered. So that's going to be your goal for the next couple of months as you figure out what will work for you and you'll still have time for yourself.
Right. Well, the thing is right now I've been working 2 jobs, a full-time job and a part-time job, but hopefully this whole new environment job would be where I can maybe scale down and just do even 1 job at some point. And you're right. Unless there's a relationship coming into fruition, maybe that would be nice.
Oh, well, you know, it's only when we're, like, so busy that that comes in. So,
and if you want to learn more, and, you know, one of the things I haven't put out there yet, Susan, is your own personal website, which is SusanBlairHunt.com. And that's Susan with a Y, by the way. It's S-U-S-Y-N, Blair, B-L-A-I-R, Hunt, H-U-N-T.com. Also, you can find Susan on Kajama.com, which is K-A-J-A-M-A.com. And anyone who wants more information, more than we're able to give tonight in our short readings, can visit her there and also contact her at Susan at, literally the word at, which is interesting, Susan, S-U-S-Y-N-A-T, Kajama, K-A-J-A-M-A, at gmail.com. And I'm sure that's also available. Susan, if I'm right, you have your email address on your websites, both websites, so people can contact you there. And you can get so much more information than Susan's able to give us tonight in our brief readings that we're doing now.
Right. Yeah. The quickest way to get a hold of me, if you go to Kajama and go under contact, if you write any email there, it comes to me because I'm wearing all the hats right now. But if you go under under the tab Psychics to Psychic Profiles, and this is kind of a fun thing. It's one of my favorite things on the site. It'll come up with the psychics that are featured on Kajama, and we really only take like the top psychics in their field, and they don't charge a arm and a leg or take your credit card or anything like that. Most of them run between $2 and $2.50 a minute. But you can, if you go into the psychic profiles, all the psychics will come up. And then if you want somebody who specifically does past lives, you can click on that word, and then the people that specialize in that area will come up. So if you go there and you'll see my picture and you click there, that'll take you directly to my personal website where you can see all the different kinds of readings I do, what the prices are, purchase my book if you're interested in learning the tarot. So it's real quick. You don't have to even remember, you know, my website or email. Just if you hop on Kajama, you can access me a number of different ways through there, but I would be happy if anybody wants to get more information or schedule a reading, then we can go a lot more in depth than we can on the show.
And I love
thanks,
a perfect
Kim,
way.
And thanks, Lisa.
A perfect way to remember your the name of your website and the name of your, well, I guess it's your company at this point, is to think of Pajama,
right,
with a K. Kajama. And that's the only way I'm remembering it, I have to tell you. But I always make those word associations, so that's kind of a me thing. But Kajama.com, and find her there. And she can give you so much more information. And the bottom line is, Susan has the ability to give you information on so many different aspects of your life, including past life things, which I think makes a big, big difference in our current lives. So, Evelyn, thank you so much for your questions, and thank you so much for calling in and holding so long.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Good luck with everything. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to Sandra from New York. I want to keep it going now because we're down to the last couple of calls. So, Sandra from New York, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just wanted to say that you ladies deserved more respect than that little smug you-know-what. But she's a regular, and I've heard her on lots of shows. And you could have told her that she was going to win $100,000, and she still would have come at you that way because that's her deal. She does this to people for no reason at all. So, hey, lady.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It's sad, but she should probably find a new hobby because that you're only going to get yelled at. You're only going to get yelled at.
She's young, and I guess she has time to waste to do that. So, but at any rate, I just wanted to say that you guys deserved more respect than that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you, Sandra,
thanks,
for calling.
Sandra.
And please feel free. What did you have to ask Susan tonight?
I have a question about love. You know, I liked what you ladies were talking about, you know, divine timing and, you know, not worrying about what age you are or where you're at. I truly believe in that. I kind of feel like I was meant to get married at a later age. And I just, you know, I've been putting it out there and I just wanted to, you know, I'm doing my best work. I wanted to see what's coming for me.
Great. And when's your birthday, Sandra?
It's 3/2/1969.
Okay, great. All right. Well, one of the things I'll tell you right off, this popped into my head when you asked that question. and again, you know, Kajama, we just have gathered all the greatest spiritual information we can. It's free to everybody, whatever you're looking for. But we have a section called Spells and Rituals. And under there's a number of love spells. But there's a love spell to call in your soulmate. And this is a wonderful, this was given to me by a psychic I went to maybe 15 years ago, and she told me to do it, and then she warned me. She said, now, be careful, because I just gave this to another client in about a month ago, and she called me last week and said, make it stop, because she had men coming out of the woodwork. And So I, and they weren't your soulmate, but it really will generate a lot of activity. So be cautious when you use it, and that's listed in there. But I really feel like you're ready. You're in a place where you are ready to, you've done a lot of work on yourself, and you, and I really think you've cleared all your past life karma. I don't see any, you know, thing hanging there, but I definitely think that you may feel a little powerless to bring in the right person. So so I recommend you hop over there and check out under the spells and rituals, the love spells and rituals, to kind of attract in your soulmate. Because what we forget as women is, and that's why I recommend that book, because it's just really fabulous for helping us turn things around so that we're attracting, we're the light, and they come and find us instead of us hunting them down on Match.com.
Yeah.
You know, we really are able to stay and pull that in. So that's what I see, is you're really, it's just a matter of timing for you. And September through October is a real high energy for you to connect with the person, the partner that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. So if you're still hanging on, if you've got, you know, those drive-bys that some of us keep handy when we're in between relationships, anybody that is still in your thoughts of a relationship from the past that you always wonder,
no,
if it's,
I don't,
you know, coming back or not.
I'm pretty clear.
Yeah, because I was just
going to
say. Good. Yeah, there's a spell in there for breaking ties with the past. But literally, I feel like it's really close, and I think you do too. And that you're definitely ready.
I've been having dreams with this person. I don't ever see him,
yeah,
but the feeling is there, and it's kind of like the, you know, the message is there. So I kind of feel like it was close to, I just wanted to see if someone else saw it.
I believe so. Yeah, I agree. It's just around the corner. So I'll give you the same advice that I gave Kimberly, which is if you want to do any girlfriend weekends or, you know, do anything that single girls get to do that couples don't, do it now.
Well, thank you for that.
That's great advice, Sandra, because let me tell you, once you're in a relationship, which, by the way, happens in, like, seconds, it's so quick once it happens, and then your life is consumed by this person, and then before you know it, you've got kids, and you've got, you know, you're a soccer mom, and life has become completely different, and you get very little time with your girlfriend. So I think that's great advice right there. Is to spend, you know, make sure you're, enjoy the time that you're having while you're single, and enjoy the time that you're having when you don't
I've
have
been
those.
Enjoying it. I mean, I've been single for almost 4 years now, so I'm, you know, and I've been keeping kind of to myself, so I'm ready.
And that's awesome. I did that I got married when I was 24. I was divorced when I was 30, and didn't meet my husband, my current husband now, until I was 35, 36, and I had some of the best days, no offense to my current husband, because the best days obviously have been with him, but I had some really great times with my girlfriends and dating and all of that stuff in between that, with no, you know, I had my children and everything, but I didn't have that responsibility of a relationship. And you know what, that was kind of fun, those were good times, and now I don't want to go back and do it again, like I don't want to be single again, but I'm so glad I got that time, you know, to do that. So definitely enjoy it. And it sounds like you are, which is good.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Sandra. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for the information. Thanks for being a Blog Talk listener that knows the crazies when they call in. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if you're listening and you're participating, you get to hear some of these people. And, you know, sometimes some of them don't have the best intentions.
Well, and you know what, and that's okay, but they're going to get yelled at by me. That's the way it goes. I'm not going to let my guests that take, time that they could be being paid for out of their day to do free reading and be put through a lot, because, I mean, this is a lot of energy that you use to do these kind of readings. I don't like that when they get beat up, and luckily it hardly ever happens, so that's a thing, but it's good. It's good to know that the people that do call in, we have her number written down, so we'll make sure not to get her on the air again. Thanks so much.
Good luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sandra.
All right.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go. I want to take a minute and have, we're almost out of time, but I want to have Daria, who is the founder of the RightStream Network, a very good friend of mine, and also screening. Thank God she screens for me on these shows because we get so many callers. We get so many callers every week on Just Believe, and she helps me out so much by screening the callers and by getting everybody's name ahead of time. Otherwise, I can't even imagine what kind of crazy stuff would be going on. And I know Daria loves past life stuff, and she really, really loves, there are certain psychics that she really enjoys listening to. And in the chat room, she told me that she totally thought you were awesome, Susan. So I want to give her a minute to see if she has any she'd like to ask. So, Daria, is there anything you wanted to ask tonight?
Hi, Susan. Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
thank you for that. actually, Susan and I met because I screened her, too, when she called.
Yes, I had to get through her to get on the show.
I'm kind of thinking, you know, maybe we should let me, I think I might want to just let you see what comes up, and then maybe, you know, we could just go from there. Is that okay? And I can give you my birth, you know, day and month, if you want.
Okay.
It's March 14th.
314?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now are you talking past lives? You want me to see what I can see?
So I kind of think
is
I want to see what
is
you
that what you're interested in?
I kind of think I'd, you know, like to see what's coming up for me in this life, and if something shows up from the past that can help, that's fine. But
okay. So just in general, whatever comes up, all right? Now, you're on the air, you know, so I'll try to be cautious with that. I'm seeing, like, in the next 3 weeks, like a real victory. So there's something you have been struggling with, and it could be, you know, finances, a legal situation, a health issue, a relationship problem, which isn't necessarily love. It could be any kids, parents, that kind of thing. But there is something that's kind of been dogging you since June, and that you haven't been able to resolve. And you're going to watch that resolve almost on its own in the next 3 weeks, which is good because it's been stealing a lot of your energy. And come September 15th is the date I'm saying. Come mid-September, you're going to need to focus on something else because career-wise, enterprise-wise, there's a shift to a much bigger, I don't know, what I'm seeing is kind of bigger venue, but a more prominent position in your career. So if we're talking about RightStream, there's the opportunity to move that to more global than it is right now, which is going to involve a lot more work, but it's different than what you've been doing. And it's also more financially lucrative. So what I'm seeing, which is not unlike what I've been seeing for a couple people, is you've got about 3 to 6 weeks to take care of business and get things in order. And thank goodness when the sun goes into Virgo, Leo, which is next week, we really can stop and take care of ourselves, take care of any personal issues that are going on, and get ready to move. So what I see you on is like a journey, like there's a lot of effort you've been putting into something for the last 9 months that's going to now move to a more global level. And to me, it comes across as the network, the radio network, expanding quite suddenly, quite drastically. But prior to that, taking care of some emotional issues or problems that you haven't been able to resolve. And then if you want more specifics in any of those areas, you can just tell me which ones.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's so funny because I've been struggling. I'm self-employed. I'm the author of one book of my own. I've ghostwritten two books, one that we just released that I'm working on. But there's also a relationship that's been it's been predicted by many people in the end to work out, but those people have also said it's going to be stuck for a really long time, which it has been. And so, yeah. And so anyway, that's been really...
Is it a love relationship?
Yeah.
Is it a love relationship? Okay. Get that book. I'm telling you, that book. And if you follow what it says, you can change it. You can change anything in the relationship that's not working. You can move it forward, backward. You can move it out. If you know what, wherever. What this book does is it really empowers you to send out the right energy to make something happen or move it out of your way so you can get to where you need to be. But I, you know, it's kind of my, I even have to reread it every once in a while to make sure I'm on track with my relationships. So I really think if you download that and just page through it, you won't be able to put it down once you start reading it, because it really does tell you why men and women do certain things and how it works against them and specifically what they can do to change it. So,
Susan, can you tell us the name
I don't.
Can you tell us the name of that book again?
Yes. It's called All the Rules. So it's ALLTHERULES. The authors are Ellen Fein, FEIN, and Sherry Snyder. They have a bunch of books out, but that's really the only one you need. So...
You're not one of the authors on that book either. So that's obviously
I'm not an author.
Yeah, there are certain books I read
I get no commission.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about me, but I'm promoting their book twice a day. So it came out in 1985, and I think I maybe helped get it republished, got it updated. So.
That's the exact kind of thing that everyone listening, if you get the testimonial of someone who read the book, who got something out of the book, and who is using their airtime to advertise a book that they're getting zero profit from, nothing from, you're crazy if you don't buy that book. I know I'm buying the book, which is why I just asked for the name, because I was on such a rant earlier when we were talking about it that I didn't write it down. But
it changed my life, yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
And it's not just for love relationships. It's good for if you have struggles with parents, bosses, kids. It's great for any of those because it really shows you how to pull your energy back in and change the dynamics of any relationship you're in. So, yeah, it's absolutely... I think every fourth grader should get it in a copy in school and take a class in it because it's all about energy. Yeah.
And take it with them everywhere they go for the rest of their lives. Seriously. I mean, really.
Yes.
I mean,
I've worn out three copies. Yeah.
Yeah. And there are certain books I've done that with. Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. And I know that's a popular one. I advertise that book in my book. I mean, you know, when I wrote my book, I'm like, everyone should own this book. It's just one of those things that you get so much out of. But I also think they should buy all of our books. All three of us have written books. Everyone should buy our books too. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Both of you?
I agree.
Yeah. You know, we wrote some awesome books too. So anyway, Dari, did you have anything else?
Well, speaking of books, I just want to one little quick question, and I know I'm sorry to take up so much time, but Susan, I had kind of a blast from the past in this lifetime a couple of weeks ago. Speaking of books, my book is loosely autobiographical, and I just feel like the person that this book was, he contacted a reviewer friend of mine, and it's like he was trying to make trouble, and I was just wondering if that's anything I need to be concerned about as far as my reputation online and... You know,
oh, that's that legal matter that I saw in the cards. Remember, that was like the first thing I said was there's a legal thing or something.
Fictional, huh?
Right. I don't think you're going to have any trouble. I think he's trying to make trouble. But that's kind of who he is. But that'll be smoothed out in the next couple of weeks. So let your publisher handle it. But it is annoying, isn't it? It is annoying, yeah.
It's very annoying. Yeah. Well, I'm my publisher. I'm independently published, so I have to handle
okay.
it. And so I just was curious. I mean, and it's totally fiction. It's got, you know, the copyright in the book. So those are, I mean, he knows it's based on him because he knows, but I have never tried to cause any kind of problem for him. And it's just weird after 6 years that this person feels a need to contact book reviewers that he knows are my friends and try to stir the pot. So... anyway.
Right. Although, wasn't he that way when you were dating him? Or when you knew him? Wasn't he that way then? Yeah.
And you know what? This is a really good time to just say, you know, I mean, this is exactly, anybody who doesn't want to hear me swear, cover your ears, but this is a really good time to say that there are just some people that are assholes that are out there in the world, and they will continue to try and stir the pot and make trouble and get their 15 minutes of fame no matter what they have to do and who they have to hurt. So, and Daria, you and I have had a personal conversation about this exact thing, and I think that, you know, that was my thing then too, is that this is just part of this guy's psyche.
Well, let me jump in here because I want to tell you about the most amazing ritual I ever learned of. I use it all the time. It's magical. If you go on to Kajama under Spells and Rituals, there's one called Freezing. And if you freeze this guy, it will block him from causing you any more trouble. And it won't harm him, but it actually shuts down his energy. And I will tell you, I use this twice a week. People use it all the time. If you have a neighbor that's giving you trouble, a boss, an ex, if you have, you can even use it for if you have a health problem. Let's say you have a tumor or an ankle problem. You can freeze that problem. So everybody hop over to Kajama, go under the Spells and Rituals, and Daria, at the bottom, near the bottom, is this freezing ritual. If you will perform that and put his name in to the, you actually take a bag and put their name in and put water in it and freeze it, within 24 hours, he'll just go away with his tail between his legs. And I'll tell you, it's the most amazing ritual I've ever practiced or ever shared with anybody. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to remember to tell everybody that, because it's absolutely free and it is very powerful. So
Yeah, I have a list of about 100 people I'm about to go and do that too, so I'll know.
Yeah, you might have to go pick up a little freezer from Sears or something.
I know. I'm thinking maybe. That sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, I've got my sister-in-law has one that's half filled with bags of names.
Do that.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'll come back on the show one time and tell you all the experiences I've had with that. It's a whole show in itself.
I'd love for you to come back on, Susan, because there were so many callers we weren't able to get to and so many people that wanted to talk to you. But you can still talk to Susan by going to kajama.com, KAJAMA.com, and visiting her there or through her. Well, actually, I guess that's the best way to get a hold of you. She also has SusanBlairHunt.com, but kajama.com is certainly faster to type. It's Pajama with a K, and just go there and visit her website there, and all these awesome little free things she has that she's mentioned tonight are there. Also ways to contact her, and I'm sure contact you on Twitter and Facebook and all those things if you're there. And I really hope you'll come back on the show, Susan, because it was a really great show, and I really enjoyed talking to you. And I know our listeners got a lot out of it, and we've had a record number, I think, of callers. So thank you so much again for taking the time to be on tonight.
I'm happy. Anytime, we'll set up a future date.
starting in September, I've got some openings again. So I haven't been booking too many people over the summer. So I'm going to get back on it here coming up soon. So we'll get you back on in September. That'd be awesome.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you, Susan. Again, everyone, kajama.com, K-A-J-A-M-A.com, and you can find more about Susan there. And please go visit that page and learn more about what Susan offers, and she can give you some readings off air. So if you're not comfortable with sharing stuff on the air, you can certainly do that one-on-one. Thank you again, Susan, for being on tonight, and we'll get you back on soon.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye. Everyone, that secret information that I wanted to tell everyone about is if you want to make sure you get on the air next week, make sure you call in at about 6:45. That's my quiet information. 6:45, call 347-945-7246 and then press 1, showing us that you have a question and want to get on the air, and we will make sure that you are on early, and you know you'll be in the top queue, so you have an almost guaranteed position. We can never guarantee, because obviously we have a lot of callers every week. But if you call in about 6:45, about 15 minutes before the show airs at 7 o'clock, you will have a much better chance of getting on the air. Daria, thank you so much for screening for me tonight again. I really appreciate it. I know it's a lot of work, and I appreciate your helping out. And everyone,
you're welcome. Thank you.
We're trying to get Daria on her Facebook page. We're trying to get her to 700 this week. That's just a little thing we decided we were going to do. She's getting close. She's actually within 30 of close. So that's really close. So everyone, go to facebook.com/DariaAnnAuthor. It's DariaAnnAnne. Author, A-U-T-H-O-R, and definitely like her page so we can get her to her 700 likes, which is our goal for the end of the week, and it's going to happen, or I'm going to beat some people up. How's that? All right. I can't really beat people up over the air. I mean, you know, you can't really do that, but anyway, thanks, Jerry. Appreciate your help tonight.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
All right. Okay, so everyone, thank you so much for listening. Visit my website at lisatarves.com, LISATARVES.com. You'll find links to my Facebook page, my Twitter page, and my LinkedIn page, and probably other pages. I don't even know what's there anymore. You can also buy my book directly through that page by clicking on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you're comfortable buying from. My book is called Just Believe. And until next week, everyone, where we'll have more psychic readings coming from another gifted guest, please feel free to visit rightstreamradio.com. And until then, till next week, Sunday, 7 p.m., I will look forward to talking to you all then. And have a great week, everyone. Bye.